Okay, so if it's accepted without objection, then the next
except
thing
without
is...
objection, that's fine. Thank you. Well, we have... Thank you very much.
Thank you for the work done.
And you'll thank you very much, Jane. It was a lot of work, and I know you did most of it. Can you think you can get a finished copy out to the committee within a day or two?
No problem with that. The main question at this point is the who we're going to send it out to. And what
right.
process we want. In other words, we have a blank here on the who. How should we have it sent out? I'll just work that out with Carolyn, if that's okay. We'll figure out exactly how to complete that those blank lines on page two. Submit mm-hmm. your proposal along with any supporting materials to, you know, and we'll just figure out how we want people to send that. And then how the committee gets involved with reviewing the applicants is a big topic that I don't know how people want to engage with the applications as they come in. Bob, could you perhaps share how the committee engaged with it last time? Did the full committee meet to review the applicants that came in?
The bids or the proposals were... they came to the committee chair, and then the chair distributed them, you know, forwarded them to all committee members. And this time we've agreed that once we've done the first round of eliminating the obviously unsuitable candidates, that then they would also be forwarded to the executive director, so she could be part of the process from the beginning. That would speed up the whole decision-making process. And then, you know, as we go along, we could decide what method of designating preferences should we use. We had a method last time, which I can share, you know, what the kind of methodology was, and we can decide whether to use that or a different one, and then convene a meeting once. I mean, what we did was have online preference, you know, like you given a numerical rating, and then after that we convene a conference call, and we... share our opinions. Why did we think this one's worthy of... I'm sorry, that was at the end of the process. First, we just did a simple yes or no, should they be interviewed? And then we convened calls to interview each candidate. And then at the end, we did the numerical rating to get our final recommendation to the ED.
Now, I think, if I may, somewhere in there, Bill Crozier forwarded a template of...
Actually, I'm on the call now.
Oh, hi, Bill.
It's Bill.
Yeah. You forwarded a template of comparative items for each vendor, and I don't know at what stage you used that. Do you recall when you used that or filled it out? It had items such as, you know, balloting, timetable, cost, personnel, comparison for each vendor across the columns. Do you remember when you all filled that out, early in the procedure or late?
I think that was before we did the interviews, because we were trying to identify sort of pluses and minuses for each vendor,
right.
and potential questions we might want to ask them, things to clarify or potential problems or things like that. And we tried to put that in the chart.
Chart. Okay, that's good. Well, maybe we can use that again. I think I
have a question.
Can I get in for a second? Michael,
and Jane.
Michael, yes, and then Jane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just wanted to say that I think we should treat it similar to the way we do, search committees for, management, in the sense that, mm-hmm. It's probably fair to ask everybody the same questions, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And also that we should, you know, have some kind of, confidentiality agreement on the process.
Oh, yes, good point. Thank you. Jane?
I was wondering if we might like to have the RFP work group continue, either the same people who worked on it before or perhaps additions if they wanted to, simply to manage it, not that they would actually, make decisions, but simply to come up with a like, for example, work through the template for evaluating it and then send that to the whole group to say, all right, so we have these applicants. Here's our proposed template. And, you know, before we get into looking at all the applicants, in other words, should we have the work group continue to just try to help orchestrate the process for the whole committee?
Any comments on that?
Yeah, I agree.
I would almost be against it, even though I know it's more work for the committee. I do think getting people aware and involved early on of what is there is not only educational, but it'll speed up the end result some. So I would not like to limit it just to the work group. I'd like everybody to see everything that comes in.
No, I wasn't suggesting not seeing. I wasn't suggesting that. No, I wasn't suggesting that they wouldn't see everything. I was suggesting that because it's hard for everybody to get together at one time, and there's going to be a time crunch where we're giving people until February 6th. Well, we need to have things pretty much in place by February 6th so that as soon as those applicants are all in, we can actually begin filtering them, processing them in a systematic way. So just the process of figuring out how we're going to do that, some people need to get together before. I think that the work group, either the current members or whoever wants to work on it, some people need to try to stay on top of this before that deadline date so that we have systems in place.
I would like to say that when they come in, if I send them out to everyone immediately with a return date, I think that will automatically cut down on the number of people actually looking at them, because people may not be able to meet the short turnaround time we're going to need. But I would like everyone to have everything and have a chance to comment on everything.
I just point out that our next meeting is actually February 7th of the committee.
Yes, yeah, so, well, we'll have to meet before
maybe
that.
Maybe that we should give that additional day or something. I don't know.
What?
Yes, we'll have to set an extra date depending on when these go out and what we get back.
Mm-hmm. Point of personal privilege here. It's Margie. Hi. I have to take off now to the train station, and I want to commend all of you on the work. Jane, that was lovely. And thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Carol, this is Bill. I had a question.
Bill?
Mm-hmm. Since the terms of the committee members basically end at the end of January, we need to encourage all the LSPs to be sure to elect their members in January. Some of them don't do that until February because we don't want to hold this thing up. Or alternatively, do you need the P&B to pass a motion at the in-person meeting authorizing the current members to continue until they're replaced or something like that?
Isn't that the way it goes anyway? Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything official, though. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a problem with the current people continuing, but
I think that's what we did last time. We just let the current people stay in place. I don't think I'll.
That's absolutely the rule. That's absolutely the rule.
They stay in place. There's no
stay in place until,
in other words. Yeah.
The current members retain their place until their successors.
Yeah, I think we're safe on that one. Good question, though. I think we're okay. I know WBI will be a little late, but is someone really not electing until February? I thought we were late with January 11th is WBAI's LSB date. Do you know someone else?
We're January 14th. WFK is January 14th.
Okay.
No, well, yeah, but you don't mind. You don't have to travel.
I'm talking about LSB members, not P&B members.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think the same thing applies in terms of committee members.
Right.
Yes, I think so. We'll, the committees will remain unless someone just wants to go home. Okay.
I have
a question.
Can I ask you a question?
Manager,
yes.
Is this?
Yes. Yeah, I have a question. Since I came late, I'm sorry, I was on the road. I heard the list of, you know, the qualified job descriptions or qualifications of national election supervisor. Is there any such thing for the local election supervisors with all the problems we had last time? We talked about the fact that we should have a list of qualifications and job description that is very clear to them and is very went over with them so they know what they have to do, including giving the final report before they get paid. So I don't know if there is, if you discuss this, or this is not even placed at this time to discuss it or look into it.
Can I say something?
Jane, yes, go ahead.
I think it's a very good question, very timely question, because we need to be prepared with those very, very clear job descriptions based on previous documents that have been floated out there. I think we need to be prepared with those before we get into serious interviews, dialogue with any of these proposals, because what's in this RFP is just enough to give them a sense of the scope of work, and we really want to see what they come back with. We want to see in what they provide to us in their proposals. We want a sense of whether they understand how much work is involved with this. And so that's going to be very telling. But I think that the detailed job descriptions would be something we would want to have on hand if when we're having any discussions with these potential vendors.
Can I add something?
Please.
Mm-hmm. I know this is going. The call for applications from vendors is coming. This is going to along with it. But I think besides job description, we need to have specific qualifications for people who get hired for this position. Because, I don't think everybody was here when we were dealing with last year. We had people who were not qualified to do this job. They were given the job. We need to have very clear role of national election supervisor who is going to hire people to go by specific qualifications and define for these people. Maybe we need some professional who are knowledgeable about this to tell us what type of qualifications should we ask for people who apply. So an announcement for job, you know, for this position is going to be posted that these are qualifications, these are job description, the many hours of work, whatever it is, it has to be specific. Last year, as far as I'm concerned, in BAI, and many of us agree on that from BAI, this was like almost like a disaster. There was no communication.
Yes,
nobody knew what's going on. The material wouldn't get there. Would get someplace else, all sorts of things. We can't repeat that.
Carolyn, could I respond to that?
Yeah, Jane, and then I'll put myself on the stack after anyone else.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also,
we have time for the other session.
Yeah, Manasia, just real quickly. So sorry, you missed the cover letter. What we're doing with this, which we're asking for proposals from qualified election management firms. So what we're doing with this RFP is we're reaching out to professional organizations who make their living doing all the time, and they have reputations at stake. And so the anticipation is that by seeking out professional election management companies to propose providing these services to us, we are going. That's our best shot at avoiding all those hassles. So that's why we're doing it this way. This specifically not attempting to hire individuals that we supervise, but engaging with professional election management service companies.
Oh, so for clarification for myself.
Pardon?
I need to clarify if I understood this correctly. So all of these, you know, even national election supervisor and all the other local supervisors are going to be the responsibility of the vendor with supervision from Pacifica and, you know, that's what you say is it going to be?
Yes, we're specifically asking for election management services. One of the things is to designate an NES who would then hire the LESs to do this. So, yeah, we're attempting to get somebody really qualified.
Listen, I understand. No, I see. I don't think I'm being. I think I'm not being clear. You see, I want if the process is going to be exactly in terms of hiring of local and national election supervisors. If these are going to be done in house, meaning Pacifica and Pacifica, you know, Arlene is going to. Hire a national supervisor, and the national supervisor is going to hire other people. If that's the case, unless this vendor, whoever the vendor, election vendor is going to be, if they're going to be a professional in charge of that and all that, so there is another thing, maybe have some other question. But if it's going to be done like it was done last time, that Arlene hired a person, and that person hired other people. If that is the case, I would like to see that we have very specific job description and qualifications of these people listed and how many hours they have to work, what they need to do. All of that to be very specific. So when they hire people, whoever hires these people know what they're hiring for and what is they have to look for and what it has they have to request from.
I'm going to interrupt here for a second. I know we have a stack. I'm just going to say, number one, it's late. Number two, I agree that we need a job description, whoever does the hiring. And number three, perhaps a couple of people could volunteer to do that and think about that at the end of the stack. Michael, were you next on the stack?
I was just saying that we're at time for the other session.
Yes. Yes, that's true. We need to get. Let's finish the stack, Bob.
Okay, a few things. First, there have been job descriptions each election. So I think as a first order of business, maybe Carolyn could just ask Arlene to forward us the job descriptions used last year or year before last for the election NES and LESs, and that's a starting point. And you know, we can pass those along to the successful, whoever is the contractor that's chosen, and then, you know, together maybe we could refine it and improve it if it needs improvement. But also on the question raised earlier about where do we send this or how do we do outreach to get this out, the last time, the RFP I'm talking about, the last time we made sure it went on the Pacifica website and all five station websites and any kind of email list that might be relevant both within Pacifica and those that are concerned with, you know, advocacy groups concerned with clean elections, et cetera, they may have contacts that we don't know about. And so the more we just broadly distribute it in addition to sending it to specific firms and nonprofits like the League of Women Voters that we are able to find, but we're inevitably not going to find everyone who's an expert out there. So I think we have to use multiple forms of publicity to make sure that it's really widely distributed. And just last thing is on the subject discussed earlier about whether to have a working group. I think we do need a working group just to, as Jane was suggesting, to manage the process, not to prevent any committee member from having information, but to make sure everything is done according to the timetable. There's a lot of detailed steps between now and sending the final recommendations to Arlene. We have to, you know, we have to have a process to decide who is accepted for interviews and who is not. Then we have to conduct the interviews. We have to schedule the interviews. We have to, you know, go through a rating process. So if we wait for a committee meeting or if we try to, you know, force the committee to meet three times a month and reach quorum, we're absolutely guaranteeing the process is going to get seriously delayed and will totally screw up the election. So I think we need to allow a working group. I'm not saying this because I want to be on it. I just think somebody needs to manage the work, and everything is subject to approval of the committee. It's not a decision-making body. It's a work body. That's it.
Well, I would agree with that, except that I do feel responsible for doing that. So why don't we wait and see how these come in and then ask for volunteers for a working group? I think a working group would be, to be honest, much more unwieldy than one person keeping to a timetable. I do feel responsible for doing that. So I think we could start out with one person. If it gets to be too much, you will certainly tell me, or I will tell you, and maybe we can go along with that if that's all right for now. We can certainly look at that in February because we have a little.
Okay. Well, here I'm gonna lay it on the line here. I am willing and able to do a little more work on this in the coming months, but I would like to stay in dialogue with people who are really, you know, able to contribute. If we can, you know, if I just send it to the entire group, that's fine. I don't mind doing that. But I know that people are really, really, really busy. So I sort of thought it would be easier on people. But if you don't specify a work group, then I'm just gonna just, as I'm able to muster the energy, I'm just going to blast things out to everybody, and whoever responds, fine, we'll just be in dialogue that way. I mean, that's okay, too.
That sounds fine. It sounds much more democratic, actually, and I'd like to keep as many people interested and involved as possible. I think if we just keep an eye on the calendar, it'll work out all right. I hate to remind you of this, and I hate to cut the rest of the calendar, but it's, I mean, the agenda, but it's 10:10. And do we need to go into a closed session? Bob, I think you were the one who suggested it. Do we?
Yeah, we definitely need to do that.
You think we do need to? All right. Let me just take 2 minutes on the staff registry. We have it's not a progress report because there is no progress. The problem with the staff registry is that the GMs have yet to formalize a system of registering their unpaid staff members. And Ken, I think that you and I don't know who else were going to draw up a protocol for this. Are you still fit and available to do that?
I could just chime in that the Personnel Committee at KPFK, which is in the process of evaluating our interim program director, has developed what we believe is an accurate listing of the entire staff, paid and unpaid, and I can check with people about how that was done and forward it.
Okay, that would be very good. Thank you. Do you think it's a system that would work at other stations? Or do we need a PNB motion, or do we have to ask the ED to bear down on GMs for this? Because it's not happening. We really need that volunteer staff that is a key to good staff elections. What do we need to move that process along? No whips, no chains, no motion.
Isn't John Amila working on that?
Well, they're waiting for, I think, Ken and whoever were going to develop a protocol for managers, questions and so on to ask. And it's a fine line. I'll send some guidelines to whoever wants to work on it.
I could interrupt a second. This is Ken to the stack.
Yes, Ken.
The program is written. The interface is written. It requires leadership, discipline, leadership, encouragement, whatever composes leadership. The general managers have to get it implemented. It's not a voluntary. It can't operate as a voluntary issue. It's got to be, if you don't register, you can't vote. If you're not in a staff registry, you can't vote. You don't
can't
have to
go in
a staff registry, but then you can't vote. It has to be implemented by the GMs, and that takes a certain amount of fortitude because there may be factions that don't want it to happen, so then they, you know, and the GM has to stand up to that, make it happen. It doesn't require, like, the Versailles Treaty.
No, but Ken, if I may, what I hear is from the GMs that they don't know, they don't have a piece of paper in their hands that they have to ask they don't know what staff members have to fill in and what they have to ask them. I'll send you an outline of what's necessary.
No,
can you send it to me? Can you send it to me also?
It's not
yes, I can do that. I can send you an outline of what Of what Otis and John think is lacking yet. So
there's some kind of misunderstanding. It's not a piece of paper. It's a computer interface. It's an internet.
Whatever it
interface.
Is, the protocol is not ready for prime time, in their opinion. So I'll send it to you, and you can, you maybe you and Otis can work it out with it. With
all
me
right.
And
you're doing that to all of us?
All right. I will send it. I'll send a draft, an outline of it to all of you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That would work. Okay, that's good, as long as we get something moving. You're absolutely right, the GMs have to get something implemented, but there seems to be an impasse here that we have to break the blockade. I'll send it out to you and let's see what we can do online with it, if that's all right. I'll get it out to you tomorrow. Thank you. Did everybody get a copy of the call numbers for the closed session?
Oh, was that mailed out?
I just mailed it out.
I can't reach your email, so I asked if somebody could text me.
Michael, what's your phone number again? I'll try it. Let me have your phone number again.
623. Can you hear me?
Say it again.
323-901-4269.
Let me see if I can get my. It's 323-901-4269.
901-4269.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it. I don't know if it'll work from where I am.
Carolyn, is that? Am I going to be on this because I came late? I'm a slug. Am I going to be on this executive session or just something
yes,
else?
Yes. Are you on the? Are you at email or no?
I have okay. email, but I don't see where you're.
I just sent it out a little while ago.
I don't see.
I sent it out to the entire committee. Are you on the
at
on 9:50 committee?
I don't know. I have something at 7:48.
All right, hang up. Party I'll number. Call you, Manager.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll call you directly. Anyone
I'll call
else
you on my cell phone. Please call me on my cell phone.
On your cell. Okay, will do. Okay. Does anyone else?
Thank you very much.
All right, 5 minutes, people. At 10:20, I'll see you
okay.
online. Thank you.
I have a meeting very shortly, so I'll be on as long as I can, but then I have to go.
Oh, dear. All right. May I have a motion to adjourn this at 10:16 then, please?
So moved.
So moved. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Okay.